Thinking about self-publishing and don't know where to start? Join the Spa Girls each week for 30 minutes of honest advice, tips, and resources. I am Trudy the Santa Elf, and I am here with Wendy Valor.
Hello.
She's the reindeer.
Hello.
Cheryl Phipps.
Hello. I'm also a reindeer, if you can't tell.
Reindeer. And Shah Barrett.
And I'm a Grinch.
You're a Grinch.
You are not. You
We're
are
covering
so
all our bases here.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is the Christmas episode, in case you haven't noticed.
Yay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry,
so this
Merry
is going
Christmas.
To go out. Though we're in the future, we've got our this is a couple of days before Christmas, so
you'll be listening to this 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah. We'd probably be in puddles on the ground, but that's okay.
It's all fine. So this year's going to be a little bit of a different Christmas for many, many people, but we hope that you are all somewhere safe and that you're managing to celebrate Christmas as best you can and still keep with the, I don't know, the fun of the times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like it's different for everybody, isn't it? Again, going back to, it's interesting how it's a everybody in the world is affected, so it's kind of one of those global kind of uniting things.
Unfortunately. Okay, so moving on, we are going to start by talking about, so at the beginning of 2020, oh, that time far distant from now,
5 years
ago at the beginning of 2020, we wrote down some focus words of what we were going to focus on in 2020. And so we thought we'd revisit those focus words and kind of talk about how they meet those innocent days.
Those heady days of normality. A different normality.
We need to, and then after that, we're going to stay tuned because Shah has five burning questions.
Probing and burning.
And trust us, we don't know what they are.
Shah
like
has
a red
them,
hot poker.
And she's going to. Yeah.
So we're quite nervous. This is a nervous smile.
We should all hold hands.
They seemed really good last night when I wrote them out.
Awesome. In the cold was it about the 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Was it one of those?
One of those ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Can't wait. Okay, go to the focus words.
Okay. So
which we'll ironically, with... focus and Spa Girls podcast episodes tend not to
match. Okay, so we'll start with Cheryl.
Okay.
I'm going to read out your three words for the listeners and then you can talk about it and discuss. So Cher had intention, positivity, and enthusiasm.
Ooh.
And lovely. All of those things were so present at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
We'd had our conference that we'd been to in the States, and we were just on fire. And me personally, I was in the zone, like totally in the zone. And I really want to say that I am proud that I managed to get out 4 books this year. I am proud of that. However, the struggle was real, was absolutely real. And to be positive took a lot of effort, a heck of a lot of effort. It didn't become natural at certain stages. It was kind of forced. You know, like you can do this. And I guess that's important that, you know, sometimes you have to do that. You know, you could curl up into a ball somewhere and not do anything. And there were times that I'm pretty sure that I nearly did that and came very close to doing that. But I think that the enthusiasm for my job is what keeps me going. And I think you have to feed that somehow. We're all different, and whatever it takes is going to be different for all of us. But I think just being aware of my family and knowing that they were there, if they couldn't be with me in person, that they were there supporting me. And of course, you know, I'm very, very blessed that I have a wonderful husband and you guys. And not just you guys as in the four of us, but you guys as in our listeners, because that, you know, having that to do every week, having that sort of set in concrete that we would do that no matter what, that also pushes you forward, because you have to be present for that. And I think you have to be present for your friends, and you have to be present for your family. And in turn, you get back some enthusiasm, and that helps to make you positive. And so that helped with the intention.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds good.
How are you?
Yeah.
And four books this year is absolutely appalling, Cheryl. Yeah.
It wasn't a walk in the park, but no, yeah, it happened. So
no.
Yeah.
And I think I'd just like to put a little disclaimer here for three of the four of us have had house moves in this year, which is, you know, whether it's ours or in my case doing it for somebody else.
Yeah.
And like that normally derails the whole world anyhow.
Yeah. It can be
a positive and a negative, that one. When we made, when we said our focus words, I don't think any of us thought we were going to have that. So
this wasn't even a blip on the horizon. It was none of it.
Yeah. House moving. Well, you just don't know, right? And this is a kind of about rolling with the punches and kind of just trying to stay on track, even though things.
And I think be kind to yourself too. I think it's that's why I liked our focus words. I find that resonates with me a little bit more than like goal setting in concrete, because you can kind of, when life sort of throws its curveballs at you, you can still, as Cheryl has done, maintained with her positivity and her enthusiasm. Those are kind of how she's tried to ride out the the waves as well. So
the storm.
I liked this. So that's just a little heads up. We'll be doing this again in 2021, girls. Just so.
Okay. But we're not doing it today, are we? We're just
trying. You need a bit of brain space to think about the words.
No space.
I know. I can't actually. I know. Same. I'm like, I don't know. I think you have to be in the 2021 something. Yeah. That's weird, eh? Okay, so the next person, I'm going to let Shah go next, just to give Wendy a bit more time to.
So
to
my one think. Was.
Percolate.
Yeah, so my word, I had just had the one word, which was explore. And the intention, I think, behind this was to just try new things and different things, not just within writing, but within business and within life. And then the irony of that being, this was a year that we physically couldn't explore outside our own borders a little bit,
but that wasn't hadn't been what you were intending anyway. You weren't intending to go exploring
really,
the world.
It was trying to, I think it really was behind, it was trying to get out of my comfort zone and things, just anything. And yeah, so I'm struggling with just sort of, I don't feel that I didn't explore, because I was like a caged tiger. We had in New Zealand here, we had a probably one of the first lockdowns of any country, so we were kind of inside, if you like, for a month and other
it was 6 weeks
and pieces, and then so the irony, but I tell you what it did, it made you appreciate the exploring that I'd done previously into Ram in November and to Australia in January even more precious, so I'll never take that for granted again. But I explored different things in terms of particularly, Wendy's going to laugh at this one, and particularly in productivity. And it was a time that I could actually try different things out. And I tried online things and different clocks and different methods, all of that stuff. I love doing all that. And I feel like I've come to a pace of, in the planning community, they call it plan a piece. And so I've achieved my plan a piece, which is really nice. So,
oh, dear God.
So, there's a thing. No, do not expand on that, all right, at all.
On it because I've got show and tell. So for the planners listening, I've got my Erin Condren's already. I've got two for 2021 at great expense, because shipping them to New Zealand is just nightmarish. So you kind of close your eyes and press the go button. And I feel like I am in so much better control of my energy and my time. And you can't control time, but you can control yourself. And so I've been much more intentional about noticing energy and when I'm, my better times for working and doing different tasks, batching things, all of that kind of stuff. So I feel like I do get a tick beside explore. But it's not a physical explore, it's more a mental explore. And the other thing I did was I set a goal, if you will, for reading 3 books a month, which, again, to our listeners probably doesn't sound a lot, but I had fallen off the wagon reading and I didn't like that. And I just needed to get off the jolly iPad or the phone or whatever and get off Instagram and actually read a book. And so I did that. And that felt good too. So I've got my, you know, list of books that I read and keep that each month, and it feels good too.
Are they fiction or nonfiction?
I tend to read more nonfiction than fiction. And again, it's sort of part of that explore thing, because I just find the whole get really interesting in terms of whether it's business or biographies. I don't know. I like the psychological sort of stuff of it and all that sort of digging deep on things.
Interesting.
I've read some fiction, but I found when I was very anxious and kind of the world felt very scary for us, particularly at the beginning of the year or mid-year, I went back to my old favourites for fiction, like my Stephanie Lauren's Devil's Bride, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, go back to those comfort reads.
I reread all every single Georgette Heyer I have on my shelf.
There you go. Yeah. And then I found myself rewatching Friends as well. And I read an article, I think it was in the New York Times. It was basically that we go back to those things because that's kind of like comfort.
Yeah, a feel good thing, I think.
Yeah. So that was my exploring. My exploring was in my small space.
Well done.
That's right.
Well
but done, I feel like your exploring was never intended to be anything other than exploring around in the, do you know what I mean?
Like, I kind of had, like I wanted to do, and I mean, I could do now. We won't get into next year's things now, but there were sort of some things I wanted to do sort of like exercise wise, like, you know, that kind of thing that I didn't do in terms of trying.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Wendy, you're up. Your words are focus and freedom. Another ironic word given the year we've just had.
Mm-hmm. And also Wendy's, they're F words too for Wendy. So, you know.
F words. Kind of appropriate.
We said we weren't going to talk about any F words.
No.
Wendy's having.
Wendy's freezing. There's an F word for you.
She'll be swearing on her side.
She'll be so swearing.
Oh, look, she's back.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Anyway, we won't go there with the F words. So, what was I? Focus and freedom.
Focus.
Yeah, so clearly not focused and has no freedom.
So I went to England, came back full of vigor and focus. And straight into lockdown for longer than everyone else. Definitely focus has worked. And I have found a huge mindset shift and focusing on the business side of things and not just that I'm a writer and therefore everyone will buy my books because I will put them up there. So I realized that to understand the product, I needed to learn more about that and how to, market it, et cetera, et cetera. So that's been my goal. And I have definitely income-wise achieved what I wanted to this year. And that has given me the freedom to buy a house and do other things. So I feel the noose is tighter around me because of what I'm doing, you know, like
looser.
Not freedom.
No, not the noose, but I mean, what is the word? I feel like with the success and with having more ads and with now being more focused on the business side of things, I feel that I think I work harder, which wasn't. So I got another assistant. And that makes a huge difference in that sort of things. But I think I'm still finding my way a little bit. I got 5 books out and it's been a great learning year for me. It's been a great business year for me. It's been a great success year for me. I've hit my goals and stuff like that. but I think I still haven't quite found that work-life adjustment, where that line is to walk and where that, you know, so I don't have quite the freedom I would like to have, but I will get there. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just going to possibly suggest that you maybe reframe instead of a noose around your neck, which implies that it's stressing you.
Sort of just came out,
I get it. But I'm wondering maybe it's almost like a backpack or a harness that you're carrying. You feel like possibly you're carrying quite a heavy load and it's quite hard to take that off and put it down. So
especially when you're like me and you like, if you do something, you know, you need it to be working. So that's why I don't do too many things at once, because if they don't work I get pretty angry. But so that F word adds that, you know, they've made a difference. But I'm really, really happy with what I have achieved, and the freedom and the focus have helped me with that.
Mm. We're all very proud of you, Wendy, actually.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you. And I'm proud of all of us. We're all superstars.
Well, that's true.
Well,
as are our listeners. If you're listening to this, you are automatically a superstar.
And superstar.
Exactly.
Welcome.
Yeah. Oh, and we're moving too, so that was part of it, which was exciting.
And I don't think it never underestimate the emotional, not just the physical energy, but the emotional energy that that takes out too. It's tough.
Yes. By the time
going to say what I have found this year is you can have all the best intentions and do everything right with work, and then out of your control, and that's I think the most frustrating part. You know, like the more you put in you and the expectations, and then all of a sudden something happens and it's so that's also learning for me, is that to just cope with that, to roll with it, and not to let that boil my spleen. You know, like
you can see it's in every grimace. And
possibly this we need to do a Spa Girls meditation.
Wendy's feeling a bit angry today, so she's struggling
But that is true. I mean, it's true.
It's out of your control, right? It's learning understand
that.
In a way,
when you release a book, I mean, you can do all your best intentions of how you're writing it, how you're approaching it, but sometimes some things hit and sometimes they don't, and there might be a glitch in the system and it gets put in the wrong category, or you know, that kind of thing. They do happen, and I think probably
repeatedly.
Yeah. And so we kind of have to just learn to roll with it, which is kind of easier said than done.
It's that whole thing that they try and that I always think about with Zoe, for example, and it's like instilling resilience in kids and as adults, like being able to kind of just keep going despite knockbacks and things like that, you know, and knowing it's fine, like that you can deal with it. And
mind knockbacks. Like knockbacks don't bug me. It's knockbacks that you have no control over that I really struggle with. You know, like
you never have control over knockbacks.
No.
I'd like to say, actually,
I think as adults, we could learn a lot of resilience from children.
Yeah.
They're naturally resilient. You know, it's only when they're, if they're treated badly or switch from environment to environment that they become less resilient, because usually when you watch a child, they fall down, they pick themselves up. Let's move on.
We can learn from that.
Yeah, it is you.
Okay, mine work consistency and courage. So consistency, well, I mean I did write a lot more this year than I have done in the previous couple of years, so that was awesome. Having everyone at home for those few weeks was difficult, and but that's okay, it didn't last forever, and I know some people are out there still with kids at home. So
absolutely.
I'm so sorry.
You're awesome. That's what you're dealing
you
with
so awesome. Yeah.
You guys are our heroes.
I don't feel like I've been as courageous as I would have wanted to be, but I don't know that I've...
I would disagree with that.
Okay.
I would too.
Completely and utterly. You had been through so many personal transformations this year. I'm incredibly courageous. Done really well.
Okay.
So go back on that.
All right, I take it back. When you think about it in those terms, I was just thinking like when I was thinking courageous, in my mind I was thinking with it, it was doing some of the things that give me the heebie-jeebies, but I had to try and do them anyway, kind of thing. And so, for example, reaching out to other authors to do author swaps or something like that, like things that I've done for certain things, but not, I don't in general do it for every release or anything like that. And it's just because I'm kind of got that fear of rejection and fear of kind of, I don't know, talking to people. Other than you guys.
A little ironic on a podcast.
It's about being in that position where you're asking for something.
Yeah,
I hate that. Yeah. Like
asking for favors.
It's asking for help, asking for favors. I hate that. It's so funny. I don't know why.
Me too. I think we're all like that, to be honest. Yeah. It's only, I think you're a special person if you can cope with that. But you do that a lot more than any of us.
Yeah, I know, but I don't do it enough, I think. I think it's, Anyway, I'm working on all of that. And I have been working on myself and the way I look at myself all this year. Like I started out the year and I sort of realized I'm very judgy. I judge myself quite harshly. And then I kind of have a lot of negative self-talk because of that. So I have worked on that throughout the year and I feel like I am not as judgy anymore. And I don't have as much very little negative self-talk now. And I feel like I'm kind of hopefully a better person.
See, I think it's massive and that's courageous.
Huge.
As well as
courageous. And you've eased the expectations on yourself. And I mean, I think that's crippling, you know?
I think any introspection is hard. I think it's, that takes courage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes we don't like what we see or what we find.
No, right.
Just don't look, you know.
It's not to look. Hide it under the bed. It'll come out later on. Yeah, I guess so. I was going to say something, can't remember what, so kind of been important. Consistency. I can't even tell you, because I can't remember when I put out Cursed Dragon, but I've at least put out the first three demon books this year. Yeah. So that's three, maybe four. So, that's pretty good. That's more than I put out the last couple of years. I'm pretty happy with that.
That's huge.
Yeah. So, and I've written another one. I've got Demon, the fourth book in that series, waiting to go. I could have put it out this year if I'd wanted to, but decided not to. So I guess
that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. So that was good with consistency. I mean, as we've kind of been saying, it's hard to stay consistent when you've got all these external things happening, but you do what you can and you keep on trucking, you keep moving forward, and that's as far as you can go.
And it was kind of weird too, wasn't it? Because I think that it was actually the second lockdown that we had later in, in the middle of the year, that we kind of faltered more.
I should only speak for myself more so
than the first one. And the first one was actually more confining, and and I personally was more alone because my husband was working such long hours, and I saw nobody apart from what we were doing online. You always thought that the end was in sight, and then back into the second lockdown. And of course, I think that a lot of people out there are having to be a lot braver than they ever imagined themselves to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, and now's our little
reindeer's back.
Second reindeer's back. So shall we move on to our Christmas questions while reindeer's back?
Good.
Okay,
let's do it.
So these are burning questions, and they're quite confronting, and they're very honest. But would it be a Spa Girls
episode? I feel like she's being ironic.
Yeah.
Would it be a
Spa? I hope she's having a laugh at our expense.
Just for our audience in the northern climes, so obviously we're here in the southern hemisphere, it is summer, and we are free to get outside and move around, and there's no restrictions on social distance or anything like that. So I just wanted to kind of put that there.
Well, you kind of have to.
We're talking about Christmas.
People are aware of it.
Because it's all different.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't shake hands anymore. Well, I don't shake hands anymore.
We wear masks on public transport and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's not completely. Yeah.
But we're a lot freer than probably most other places. So
but then
that's why.
On the other side of that, like we are, when we lock down more harshly than most places.
Absolutely. Yes.
Like I'm looking at the English lockdown that they're going into a harsh lockdown now, and they're only just shutting bars and restaurants. Yes. It's like their original lockdown wasn't actually as hardcore as ours.
Nothing open apart from
nothing.
The supermarket.
Yeah. We were allowed nothing.
And then
people.
You're allowed one person out to the supermarket. So it was very, Anyhow, I just wanted to sort of set that, not to get talk about lockdowny stuff, but more just to say that if we saying
context.
Things that seem weird, that's why. But also we're weird here anyhow.
I was gonna say nothing's really different.
So the first question I had, so these were burning questions, as I said, and so the first one is, when we're allowed to travel again, you're going to a desert island, right? And it's just you, and you're only allowed to take one Christmas pudding or dessert. Do you take the steam pudding with custard, or do you take the pavlova with strawberries? And now I just want to also say, side note, especially to Jez, if he's listening, that New Zealanders invented the pavlova, not the Australians. Okay, I just want to get that out.
We're not arguing about it. We're just
we're not arguing about it. This is a fact. I'm sorry, Jez, if you're listening, but this is how it is. So you go into a desert island.
What about
island.
Trifle? Could I take trifle?
Or, okay, I'm throwing
or banoffee pie or
no, oh come on,
pie's not Christmas. So you so do you take your steam pudding with custard, your trifle, or your pavlova with strawberries? One only dessert on your
desert island.
Go.
I think it has to be a steam pudding because let's face it, that pav's not going to last. That cream's going to turn pretty quickly. The steam pudding is going to—it's going to last you all week if you're careful.
Yeah, that's a good point. That was not my reasoning. That's a good point.
All right, Wendy, while you're here, steam pod or pav? No, nope. She's not there.
No, she's not here.
Yeah, go Turtles.
It's playing up. Okay, so is it the steam kind of steam pudding that has like brandy in it?
Yes. Or it's got to have brandy in it. Otherwise,
it'll make it keep.
Oh. Okay. No brandy.
I'd take the steam pudding if it's got any alcohol. I hate that. Okay. And I'd go with the trifle.
Okay.
As long as it's the trifle that I like and not the trifle that the weird people make.
What are the weird people, mate? What
I like trifle where you get the sponge and you dip it in fruit juice.
Yes.
And like other people make it and put it in jelly. And I don't like the jelly version. I like it in the fruit. And so you put the thing in fruit juice, you put your fruit over top of it, you put your other stuff, cream, and then the custard, and then whatever else you put on and stuff.
Yep.
But I just don't like the jelly being in. Jelly has no place in trifle. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Have you ever tried Rachel's trifle?
Oh, I was just going to say the Friends episode. No,
with the half shepherd's pie, half trifle.
Half shepherd pie? What?
You've got to watch that episode. Yeah. It's hilarious. Oh man. Okay, so moving on. So now,
what about you?
Oh, yeah. So for me, it would definitely be the steam pudding and custard. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is ironic because we're in the height of summer for Christmas here, and yet we insist on our doing these English, from midwinter kind of heavy things, but it's just
we don't anymore, but it took a long time because my parents
a lot of
English.
Us move on.
It took a very long time.
My family wouldn't do a steam pudding with custard. We don't have that on Christmas Day. Wendy, what are you?
Your
favourite
back?
Christmas pudding?
Probably pavlova.
There you
okay,
go.
There you go.
Also, it's gluten-free, so that helps too, Ava.
Yeah, my daughter makes it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I do a lovely one with chopped apricots and rolled oats in my pav, and it's spot on.
Yeah, that sounds wrong.
No, it goes chewy. You toast the rolled oats, seriously.
No, it doesn't.
Beautiful.
Sorry.
Don't understand that.
That's not happening. Okay, so we're moving on.
I've been messing with the original.
Don't try and pull that on me at any time, eh?
You'll love it. You'll enjoy it. So, what's the one Christmas TV movie or TV program that you watch at Christmas time?
I'm saying that. Okay, so I cut out it. Muppet's Christmas Carol for me every year, and my children have to.
Muppet's Christmas Carol. Okay.
Awesome.
Turtles?
Oh, me. Okay. I don't know about every year, but we watched the Christmas Chronicles. Is that the one with Kurt Russell? Man, he's a good Santa. Sexy Santa. Who knew? Right? Like the dude has got the big white beard but he's got the little twinkly eyes. He's awesome, and it's a cute movie. I probably shouldn't have said the sexy Santa thing. No, that's isn't it? Okay, it's just a really cute movie, and apparently there's a Christmas Chronicles 2, which we have yet to watch, so we're going to watch that in the coming couple of days. It's very well done. The kids love it.
Cher?
Maybe Christmas on 42nd Street.
Oh.
Yeah, that's an oldie. I don't know that we actually sit down anymore and watch a movie. We actually play a lot of games with grandchildren instead. Mm-hmm. So I can't honestly say that I've seen one in a few years.
Yeah.
I like all the Netflix ones. They have all the Hallmark style Christmas movies.
Yes. Good movies,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like they're becoming more kind of mainstream. They're not just sort of the realm of sort of, older ladies, and they're sort of laughed at. People are like, particularly this year, embracing it, you turn it on, you're getting a nice positive story.
Yeah, a feel-good movie. Yeah.
You know what you're getting and that's okay, It's not.
So for me, it's the Seinfeld episode called Festivus, which cracks me up every year. And so it's George Costanza's father he celebrates Festivus, which is the airing of grievances, and
Anyway,
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, that's me. I love that. Okay, next question. The weirdest gift or the most unusual gift you've ever been given? I know.
My first Christmas with my husband, and bearing in mind we were teenagers when we got married, was a Lazy Susan with a set of glasses.
Oh.
I think that's kind of weird. I think that's, I mean, we didn't have a lot of stuff, to be fair, but it was just, I don't know what else to say about it. I just thought I'd share it.
Wendy, we're talking the weirdest gift you've ever been given.
You have a minute to think, and I'll, can I go with mine?
Yeah, go for
go
it.
Go with yours.
As, although I don't know whether we should do Wendy before she disappears again. That's the question.
Probably a pet rock.
A pet rock?
Yeah.
From who?
Oh, we won't.
Oh, no. Sorry I asked.
Oh, quick, take a screenshot of your face.
We don't need to. It's captured on video forever.
It's true. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mandy.
Maybe it was her husband too. That's the nice picture.
Oh, there we go. Oh no, she's still frozen. Okay.
Yeah, she is.
Well, I'm gonna say
can
mine.
I suggest that you go on to audio only and turn your camera off, and that just might help with the connection. That might just make it a little more stable.
Not that we don't want to see your face.
No, we love your face, but I can do a little screenshot of it. Trudels, what was your one?
Okay, my favorite is the weirdest. Okay, so to understand this, you have to understand my family. And so we have a few pranksters in my family. So for example, I have been given an old potato, I've been given a stick of licorice, I've been given old half-used perfume bottles, a single shoe that's been well used. I've been given one year, probably the best one, I got a pair of undies with chocolate raisins inserted into the
headset.
So it looked like someone had pooped their pants.
Wow.
So
is this a tradition? Or
someone's given
just
me toilet rolls that's been given to me.
Why? I guess is the question I would have.
Because they think they're funny. Was it the same people doing this?
Well, it sort of was my auntie Bev. She has passed away, and so I guess it's not so much anymore, but my grandparents and my auntie would give us presents, and they would give us like these joke presents, right? They would give us something else too, but we'd we'd unwrap it, and there'd be this moldy old potato, and then as a child you'd be like cry, and then they would give you the actual present, and then it would always be my auntie Bev. And my cousin Wendy, actually, would always
Wendy's are odd though, we already know that.
So yeah, Wendy's are weird. And she was, her and my auntie Bev would always kind of like, they were the jokesters, and they would kind of give each other really funny presents too. And then they would give us all crazy presents. So it just was.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, well, I don't even feel like I have to contribute to this conversation because I got nothing that beats that. So that's, wow, go you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I'm going to round out. This is our last one here.
Okay.
And it is a true confession on this one here. What have you bought yourself for Christmas that you really wanted and you pretended like it just slipped it under the tree with no label on it and you bought it for yourself? Have you ever done that? And
every year I buy something for myself. Every year. No one else is going to do it.
I don't know where this came from.
No, never. Although my husband will ask me and I'll tell him and he'll buy it for me, and then I go, I can't believe I got this. And so there is a bit of that, but no, I've never actually put something under the tree for myself.
Oh, no.
Okay. I do it all the time, every year.
Yeah, so do I, every year. Yeah. Like sometimes I have to cut back on how much I get myself.
You have to rent and buy for other people. Oh, that's right. Christmas is all about buying myself presents.
I shouldn't have.
Thank you, Santa.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that Trudy
is my fault from Santa.
Comrades on this one.
What if Wendy has? Can you hear us, Wendy?
No, she's
just joining.
Final one, mate. Have you ever bought yourself something for Christmas, slipped it under the Christmas tree with no label on it, and pretended that you don't know where it came from?
Absolutely.
Cher, you're the only one. That's weird. You got to do it this year.
I'll have to start a new trend. I can see.
Okay, well, I feel like we should kind of, while we've got all four of us on the screen, I feel like we should all do the Christmas wave.
Yes.
Like, should we just do quick Christmas wishes? Like
Christmas His wishes is good.
Yeah, just
be quick.
Oh no, Wendy's not going to do it.
We missed that window.
Wendy wants better internet for Christmas.
Yeah, Wendy will have better internet next year.
Yes, when she moves.
And when this comes out, I'll actually be in my new house. This is not my new house. This is my sister's place, who kindly has let us stay with the new puppy for 11 days. No. So
I feel like in the new year, we need to have an animal session where we all bring our pets and like hold them up to the...
Yeah, mine's a bit crazy.
Yeah, well, I've got two new kittens, so they're like, yeah. So Christmas wishes for our listeners. I just wanted to say thank you all so much for listening. Oh. And you have kept us like literally, well, semi-sane this year. In all seriousness.
Not sane, but we're still here.
Yeah. When we went into lockdown, we started out, and if you want to see them on YouTube, you know, go right ahead.
It's a lot of nothing.
The lockdown sessions, and we recorded every day.
Every single day.
But it was amazing. I loved it.
And it literally got me through the year, and you guys got me through the year. So thank you so much. I love you, and I just really appreciate you guys.
Yes, I love you too, and our readers and our listeners, and everyone out there on YouTube too.
If anybody's there, thank you so much. I feel like there's some new people that have discovered us.
Yeah.
Probably can't understand what we're saying in these weird accents, but hey.
That's all right. They obviously like the look of us, like, because we look completely normal and completely awesome.
Behold, my Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah.
So do this just in any old body.
I'd like you to leave those reindeer horns on, Cheryl, and go shopping with those.
For the day, please. I'll pay you money. I'll pay you $100.
Oh, sorry, my internet's failing. Sorry.
See, I knew it was a safe thing. Anyway. I knew she wouldn't do it. Anyway, okay, awesome. So thank you all for listening to us, and Merry Christmas.
Take care of each other.
We're so glad that you joined us for 2020. It's been a crazy year, but we made it to the end, and 2021 is just around the corner. So I hope you all have an amazing Christmas. Remember that it's not about how many presents you get, but just about experiencing the joy of the season and just being grateful for everything you have and that you are able to do this season. So take what you can from this Christmas season and let it be merry and bright. Thank you all. And thank you to the Spa Girls. You're awesome. I love you too. And I love all our listeners. You're all amazing and you keep us going. So thank
you. Absolutely.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Take care. Bye.